This is it.
It is, I tell you. And,
have a seat.
Have a seat.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
Sorry about all the cords here.
It's new to you.
Well, you guys are wired. Yeah, I understand.
Not the most spacious quarters.
I understand. That's okay.
So, you delivered your speech here today, and how do you feel your reception was? The reception that you're getting from the CPAC Congress.
Excellent. Because it's the full scale conservative message with a bleeding heart twinge to it. Because I believe in the life message, and I believe we need to take it also to trafficking issues, human rights issues, eliminating deaths by cancer, and I think that is a good, fulsome message that we can win on in the primary and in the general. I think it was well received.
What do you think is going to be your primary foreign policy message? Do you try to work that into the light message as well?
I think the primary foreign policy discussion is the war on terrorism, period. And right now, it's our relationship with the Islamic world is the primary foreign policy issue. And that's for everybody. That's not just me.
Sounds like you're pretty excited about people.
Well, they've been very kind to be supportive, and I appreciate that. I do think we're going to have a nice discussion and need to have a big discussion about how do we confront this ongoing battle with militant, politicized Islam, which is not all of Islam by any means, but clearly there's a dedicated force that seeks harm to us.
You talked about that. You talked about the importance of naming, I don't know if you put it quite this way, but naming the enemy.
Yes.
You talked about war on terrorism as an over. And that's a message that conservatives have tried to get out in the past. How do you see get that message out and successfully sort of turn that terminology around?
Well, by talking about it. I think we've fainted away on it, that people, we would be out there and we'd talk about it, and then there'd be pushback. People saying, well, do you really want to do this? And then people would faint away from talking about it. I think it's important that we do it. And it is not all of Islam, and it isn't most of people that are Muslim. It is a narrow, defined group. But I think we need to talk about that. And you go into the Islamic region, we have a lot of allies there that are opposed to the same force, and the same force is opposed to them.
Senator, you've been going on record of saying that you feel that the troop surge is not the ideal strategy, but you also were trying to encourage full and open debate in the Senate. If you could wave your magic wand and pass something through the Senate right now with regards to Iraq, what would you recommend?
A three-state, one-country solution would be my magic wand. It's provided for in the Iraqi Constitution, where you have a Sunni area, which they already have. Kurdish area, a Sunni area, and a Shia area. And I really think that's what we need to do, because Iraq has so many interior forces pulling it apart, and it's really three groups held together by exterior forces, by the Turks on the north, Saudis, and I don't know really how Iran views the future of Iraq, but we've got to get it to a political debate, and I think our time frame is short to be able to get this done. We've got to move this political discussion forward.
What would be what steps could the United States take to dictate that solution, in terms of our actual
Not unlike the Dayton Accords, you could get the leading Sunni and Shia people in the same room and literally beat heads until some sort of political accommodation. When I was there 6 weeks ago, you'd meet with Sunnis and they'd all say it's Shia fault. You'd meet with Shia, they'd say it's the Sunnis fault. But they weren't working together to solve, and the Kurds are just in the north saying, just leave us alone. And I went up there and they're doing very nicely. I mean, we don't have a long time to mature this issue. The public is growing very weary of Iraq, and we've got to get it on a political track.
I'm glad you mentioned Iran. I know you've called for further engagement with Iran on the singular subject of Iraq. I believe you mentioned that was close to your phrasing. What specifically would you recommend if you were directing the State Department at this point to do to engage with Iran on Iraq?
Well, I think this neighbors conference is a good idea. It was proposed in Baker Hamilton. If my theory on Iraq is correct, that it's three groups held together by exterior forces, you need to get the exterior forces talking with each other, and I think that's a positive that they're doing. But Iran, you got to. I think while we need to talk with them in that setting, I think we've got to pressure them in every other setting. Economic sanctions, human rights issues that we need to drive. I think we need to fund democracy building groups in Iran. I mean, I think it would be quite similar, actually, to how we talked with the former Soviet Union at the same time we confronted them everywhere they were probing outside of the Soviet Union.
In terms of engaging with Iran on Iraq, do you believe that Iran sees it in their interest to have a stable Iraq?
I don't know, and I don't know their mindset on it. I just know they are very dangerous developing nuclear weapons. They're the lead sponsor of terrorism around the world. They seek advantage, and they are confronting us in Iraq. So I don't know what they want, but I do think we're going to have to confront them on nuclear weapons. They have a stated, open ideology of destroying Israel and attacking us. This is from Khomeini that started the modern theocracy in Iran. They have not walked away from that, and I think we have to take them at their word.
Senator, this will change the subject. You had your speech regarding income tax, current code versus the flood tax. A suggestion that actually haven't heard before, which is to give an option of allowing people to file either under the existing code or under a flat tax code to allow people to decide which they want to operate. But has anybody suggested that before? And do you think that that's something that could actually get through Congress?
I have suggested it before. I put in bills to do it in D.C., offered it for Kansas, flat state, flat tax. Try it if we want to try it on a state-by-state basis. We've not been able to mature the issue. But my point is that the flat tax, the current system stinks, and it is an abomination, and it is unintelligible. I've gone to law school. I took every tax course that I could in law school. I wouldn't dream of doing my own taxes. Yeah, now, that's not the way a system should be. But we haven't been able to eliminate it because everybody in Washington hires a lobbyist to keep the current code in place because they got something in it. So I say, fine, leave the current code in place so you don't take on every incumbent in Washington, and then just create an alternative flat tax. This is actually Stephen Moore's idea that used to head Club for Growth, and I thought that's a way we could actually get this done. And no deductions, no credits, no exemptions, not even mortgage deduction in a flat tax. Just one rate, this is it, and you keep it a pure one. I think this is actually something we could move forward and do.
What's your next move after CPAC? Where are you going to be coming out after this?
I've got a speech tomorrow in Cincinnati in the morning and Colorado Springs in the evening.
Do you see this as a pretty daunting challenge to try to break into the top tier of the polling cycles this early in the campaign? I mean, does it surprise you that people are kind of making decisions about their support at this 11 months before the primaries actually begin?
Yeah, it does surprise me 11 months out because this is a long trail. And I think people should let it mature. You know, let's watch it for a period of time. And I think, frankly, that's what's going to take place. You know, this over time, this is something people are going to get a chance to do. I like my odds. I've got people generally to my left. I'm running third in Iowa now. It's a slow build.
We
can do it.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Senator. Appreciate the time.
Senator? Sorry. Senator?